is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to another edition of the Detail Solutions Podcast with Alex and Jason. What's up, buddy?
Oh, what's up, man? Is that what your new thing was?
I don't know. I told you to roll. I'm rolling with it.
Like, yeah, you know.
You always bitch about it. I don't ever.
Look, man. I have a new nickname, and I want to be introduced with this: the Immortal Jason Bruno.
The Immortal. I mean,
yeah, because. You know, I'm immortalized now.
All right.
I'm never going to drop this, by the way.
I know you're not.
I know you're not. Never.
I know you're not. I'm surprised you're not wearing a shirt that says immortal on it.
Well, that's coming, you know. Hashtag immortalized.
Right. So listen, man, you want to talk about the thing that everybody else is talking about? Because, I mean, I feel like we shouldn't be the only podcast that's not talking about it.
Are we talking about the Swifties?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kelce and Swift.
Yeah. So Kelce and Swift.
There's all right, two there of them.
We talked about
there's
it.
There's one on the Eagles.
Yes. And there is. I thought that was hilarious that there's actually somebody named Swift on the Eagles. and somebody had a poster board up that said the only Kelce and Swift I care about, and it was like 62-0.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, that's, you know, good for Trav. Good for you, bud.
Yeah, man.
Good for you. I hope it works out, because if it doesn't, boy, you're going to be the subject of our next breakup song.
Bro, it's going to be a hell of
an
album.
And it's going to be savage.
Yeah. I think the title of the album is already called 87. I think it's already in the works. Like, it's
this is going to be a clip right here. This is going on every social media platform. I'm going to tag New Heights, fucking Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce. We love you guys.
Exactly. So I've got a little funny story. I was kind of hoping Stats would be on by now, but he's not. Because I figured you and him would get a kick out of this. So shameless plug. I was. Doing some Aquatech stuff today. And I was talking with a potential installer that reached out to me because he wants to switch over and start using our coatings and whatnot. And he legit told me that he was out in Amish country today working on a detail. And as soon as he said that, dude, I just couldn't help it. I started laughing.
What was he detailing?
I didn't get into it. He just said Amish country and started.
That would have been the first thing. I'm like, yo, what are you
detailing? Well, no, I kind of, he was kind of like, why are you laughing? And I was like, well, I was like, you know, on the podcast, because he knows I have a podcast. I don't know if he listens, but I was like, it's kind of a running joke with my co-host, you know, that he's Amish. And then he told me that the Coach Kimmy guy that's up there, I guess, in like that Ohio, Pennsylvania area that he deals with, apparently is ex-Amish and had some stories to tell him or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe we
need to bring him on and hear about these stories.
Yeah, maybe we do.
Call it Amish night.
Yeah. Oh man,
we should bring Stats on too, because I'm pretty sure he would love that.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be a good old time. And one other thing that I wanted to kind of bring up, let everybody know, you know, if they want to do it with us. So are you ready for October 1st?
Yes, like I am.
Couple days away. So for everybody,
yeah, I'm
listening,
doing all the bad shit now.
I know, dude. So am I trying to get it all in now. So yeah. For everyone listening, Bruno and myself, and Jason Warnock from Aquatech, Michael Hine, and then one of Michael Hine's buddies who does website design, who's also named Mike. We are going to do Sober October, at least through the fitness challenge part of it, because I don't drink or do drugs or anything. So, I mean, there's nothing for me to do sober. I'm already sober. So we're kind of waiting to see what Rogan and Bert and Tom and Ari are going to do for theirs, if they do one this year. We're going to kind of, I guess, maybe try to follow along with them. And if not, you know, Michael Hines, an old power lifter guy, gym guy, he said he'll come up with some stuff and make it easier for us. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy? So we'll kind of post that in the discussion group if anybody wants to join in with us and travel along on our hopefully get healthy weight loss journey. We're gonna try and do that. So yeah, that should be fun. No. how long do you think you're gonna last? Over, under 15 days?
Over.
Yeah,
I
think so.
I can do it. It's just I'm gonna complain the whole time.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're accountability buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all right. Now you want to jump into commercial break and
yeah, just real quick, you know, go to the detailsolutionspodcast.com, go get yourself a fucking t-shirt, and then while you're there, go on the preferred vendors page and grab yourself a fucking discount.
Yeah, hashtag money, money, funny. They all know that stuff. I feel like we don't really need to say it anymore.
Yeah, but that's quick. Let's go into commercial.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all-new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl, for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. And we're back with Randy Hobson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Man.
It's good seeing you. So for all of our listeners and viewers and everything, they're probably not going to know you, Randy, because you are a PDR guy, really. I know you have a detailing background, but right now you're a PDR guy and you are also host of PDR interviews, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, a little podcast. So, So yeah, man. So let's kind of jump into it here a little bit. So you're doing the fishing tournament during MTE. Some of our guys maybe have seen Jason's post about it, that he's going to be, on a boat. You know, was that Island Boys or was that yeah, that was Island.
It was the Lonely on a boat.
Was it?
Yeah, no, dude. It's like the Lonely Island. That's who. Oh, it
the
is.
Lonely Island Boys or whatever. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, boys. I was, no boys. No because I boys out your head.
Is it just the Lonely Island?
The Lonely Island. That's it.
No, it's the Lonely Island Boys.
No, it's not. It's
gotta be, dude.
Dog, I'm telling
you. I'm gonna stay out of that one. I don't know.
It's Lonely. All right,
well, the only reason why I was saying that is because, damn, you're right. It is the Lonely Island. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, whatever. No, the only reason why I was saying that was because I wasn't sure if it was them or if it was Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. But that's Boats and Hoes, which, I mean, I don't know. It's MTE.
Oh, Lord. Like, we're not going to have any Boats and Hoes, I can tell you that.
What are you doing, Alex? It's only 8:17. Oh, man. Chill my bad. Out.
We got to wait until that. We got to wait.
Boats and Hoes, you're going to have every detailer showing up for this one.
Right?
Yeah, we ain't lying either. Yeah.
Someone say Hoes. Sold out.
Yeah. See, maybe that's how you should have promoted it, Randy.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Right. Oh, gosh. But I didn't, because I didn't do that, because I did this instead, Keeping It Real with the R-E-E-L. Nice. So that's a little cool sign I had made up that just fell on the floor. That's good.
Yeah.
anyway, as you guys can see, I'm in a hotel room. I traveled doing paintless dent repair, working on hail cars from city to city. I've been doing this for 30 years. Before that, I was a detailer. I also worked with a company called High Tech Industries as one of the reps, and traveled around, probably been in many people's shops over the years, working with their local distributors, showing off new products and et cetera. I've been in this industry since 1982. I'm 57 years old, and I don't know much about fishing until the last 3 years, until COVID came up and I became a fisherman. One of the guys that works with me, we fish all the time, and he's been a great coach for me. But we are holding the Keeping It Real, first annual Keeping It Real fishing tournament at MTE Orlando on January 31st. And this is a really cool tournament. This is really for our community. When I say community, I look at MTE as an entire community. We're all one in a community. Right. However, we have a lot of different neighborhoods in this community. Detailing is a community. Paintless dent repair is a community. You got all your paint touch up. You got interior repair. You have all the films. And we have a lot of different neighborhoods in this community. And one thing we don't do is communicate with other neighborhoods. And that's the purpose of this, is so that not just the neighborhoods commute or, talk with each other and communicate with each other, but that we start working better as a community. And what we're trying to do is start a foundation to help our communities when they're in need. We've been doing this in the paintless dent repair side of it for a long time. As we'll see, that one of our brothers has fallen and gotten sick, maybe cancer or brain tumors. The list goes on and on. And as a group, we've always stepped up, and we all work together, and we try to help these brothers in the industry out that we know from going to MTE all the time.
Right.
And we just want to make sure that, we keep that going, but our community needs to do that with each neighborhood. And that's kind of the reason I was trying to, that we've been trying to do the fishing tournament and open it up to the detail side as well, and get to just kind of help us all work together more uniform. This year, I only have one detail boat or that's sponsored by detail company. That's 3D Car Care. And Jason's on that boat. And I believe, is it Rod?
Rod Pizzi.
Pizzi. Yeah. I believe them two. Or what's the other guy's name?
Jody.
So it'd be one of those two and Jason. And then it's going to be, I believe, Nathan Iverson, who's like a big head honcho over at 3D and High Tech Industries.
Nice.
Or Todd Mason, who's another big head honcho over there. And they'll be on a boat, and we'll see what they can do for the detail industry. And I tell you what, you guys better pull out something big.
Listen, I'm going to try my best. Like, I'm not a fisherman by any means whatsoever. Like, I've tried, I've dabbled, and, you know, living in Florida, kind of, you got to do it at least once. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm going to try my hardest, because I told Alex, if we don't bring home the golden mic, I'm going to try my best to bring home a Fisher trophy.
Keeping it real trophy. Yeah.
Keeping it real trophy. Yeah. And you know what? I want to speak a little bit about you guys' side of the industry, because if any of our listeners has been to MTE, you see how tight-knit the PDR community is and how, like, they cheer each other on during the Dent Olympics, during their award ceremonies. Like, you guys are loud, man, and I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. And you guys are always there for each other. It is truly awesome. And I really feel like you in the PDR spearheading this kind of event is just going to make it even better, because you guys just hopefully will, you know, just have that, all that contagious to everybody else, and it hopefully just spreads. So I love it. I can't wait.
That's it in a nutshell. Very quickly, as you said, MTE is one of is our biggest event of the year. A lot of guys are saying this is going to be the main ticket, the main event, you know, for MTE. And it's kind of cool when I hear these guys that's been part of MTE for a long time say stuff like that about the fishing tournament. But you're right, it's just gonna help pull us together even more. But you know, there's been you guys have, you know, we all have Facebook warriors, you know, what do you call them, typewriter warriors or whatever. You know, everybody's behind the scenes and they can type whatever they want. We have that in our industry too. But what we've found is that positivity creates positivity. Mm-hmm. Negativity creates negativity 7 times faster than positivity does. But as a group, we've all stuck together and said, let's keep on pushing positivity. And let's everything we do just breed positivity. And before you know it, it catches on and it starts breeding more and more. And that's what's happened in our industry. And it's happening in you guys' industry too. And kudos to you guys. I mean, it was a few years, I don't know if it was maybe 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I went to MTE. And I'm like, holy cow, look at the detail side. They are for real.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys really, you know, so I think it's exciting. I was a detailer, you know, back in the 80s, and I'd be buffing cars and go home and blow my nose and you blow out the blue car, blow out the red car, blow out the orange car. You know, everything's changed so much. And when I go to the detail, when I walk the detail products now, I'm like, man, it's more confusing than the PDR, because there's so many different products and everything, just so many new tools and everything. It's mind boggling.
That's how I feel when I walk the PDR side. It's like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, because I look at it and I go like, man, how many different steel tools do you need to, like, you know, that all like kind of J hook out? And, you know, it's almost like pop a lock tools. You know, it's like, man, how many,
you know, believe it or not,
weird tools do you need?
Believe it or not, each one of those tools push a little bit differently. It's the way the shape of the tip of is on it, or maybe one of the screw-on tips. All these tools have a little, I mean, the tip could just be changed just a slight bit, and it does push differently. It really does.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's no different. And, you know, it's like a polisher. They just feel different in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I mean, you know, but, you know, when you're outside looking in, you're just like, man, how many, you know, but yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's obviously there's, I mean, it's like us with pads, right? Like how many foam pads, do you know, different colors and stuff but you're right. Like they all kind of work a little differently. They all cut differently. So yeah, no, you're right too. I mean, you know, going to MTE now for probably the last, like 6 years or so. I mean, it's the detail side has definitely started to catch up with PDR now, which is, you know, kind of nice for us because, you know, it just shows kind of the growth in the industry and the backing and that the industry has for, you know, an event like MTE, where, you know, when I first started going and PDR side was like 80%, you know, and it was like, man, why can't we have that many detail companies here? Like, that's cool that the PDR guys are, you know, that heavily involved. So it's nice to see it a little more balanced now, I would say.
This show from the start, really, I mean, Kevin Hale would, and he really tried to get the detail involved from the start. I mean, I was part of it since the first show. And I remember going out on trucks, these distributor trucks, and I'd say, Kevin, I'm in Cincinnati, or I'm in Kansas City, or I'm in Denver. I'm like, can you send me some, you know, mobile or Detailer's Digest? And he would send me, you know, 100 of them, 200 of them at his cost, you know, just ship them to me, to the distributor. And when I was on there, I would give them away to all the customers to help build this, you know, on the detail side. And that's been many years ago, but he really worked his tail off. You know, he had Mobile Tech News and he had Detailer's Digest, two newspapers many years ago that they discontinued now. Now it's just everything's online. But, yeah. You know, he always, you know, we did write-ups for him and people, you know, I mean, there's so many people that gave so much to this industry and you know, we should be very thankful for him. And if you're listening and if you've never been to MTE, you are missing out. It is really, I think it's like where all the community and the families come together and we just have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's completely different than SEMA. I mean, I know we got SEMA right around the corner. Yeah. You know, but that's the one thing that I always tell people, you know, when they're like, well, which one should I go to? You know, and I'm like, well, if you just want to go for a party, go to SEMA, you know, but if you really want to like network and meet people, then MTE is where it's at because it's a little more laid back, it's more slower paced.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's, you have a better chance of interacting with the different brands and the companies than you do at SEMA because SEMA is just, you know, overload kind of thing. So yeah, you're definitely right on that.
So with the fishing tournament, the purpose of the fishing tournament, like I said, just to help bring us together more. This year, we might have a few spots for detailers. Because I couldn't get the detail sponsors in on time and they don't know me. So this is the reason we're talking about this tonight is we need everybody's help for next year. We want to really build this for next year. That's why Jason and Rod's going to be on the boat. They're going to experience what we do with this this bass tournament. And they're going to be able to come back and share the news with you guys, especially as we get closer again next year. I have to start promoting this right now because everything, all the tickets and sponsorships have to be paid by October 31st. Because we go down to Florida, which I'd love to meet up with you guys. I'll be down there the first, I think November 4th through 9th this year, or this is November. We'll see if I can or not. Because we're going to meet with all the companies, just to sign on the dotted lines for, you know, everything we have to do, 22 bass boats, all licensed and, you know, with captains and bonded and insured. I have to make sure all that's taken care of. But I'll give you a quick rundown real quick of what's going to happen. So you guys who are listening, who are into bass fishing or fishing at all, or maybe you never fished at all, this is a perfect tournament. It doesn't matter if you've fished, if you've never fished, or if you're a tournament player, everything has been designed where it's as fair as it can be for everybody. So you have we're going to be fishing with live shiners. I'll just kind of give a walkthrough real quick for you guys. You park your car at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's check-in time. It's at Lake Toho at the Big Toho Marina. And you'll walk up and you'll see somebody holding a stick with a flag on it. That's the boat flag, but that's the team flag that you'll be, you'll know which team you're going to be on. That's the sponsor who sponsored your boat. There's three people to a boat. Some flags will have six because some of them have two boats. You meet right there. They'll take you in. Your volunteer will take you down for coffee and donuts. They'll take you over to get registered. At registration, all you have to do is bring your copy of your fishing license and your driver's license so we know who's on each boat, a safety thing. And then they'll give you a custom-made jersey from your team sponsor. Your name will be on one sleeve and the name of the sponsors on the other. They're pretty cool jerseys. At that point, they take you in for a photo moment. And then they're going to take you down and introduce you to the boat captain. You get a onboard snack to take with you. It is a 4-hour big bass tournament. Lake Toho is the number one bass lake in Florida for catching big bass. They've got 17 pound record bass, largemouth bass coming out of there.
Holy cow.
We went last year. My boat caught 35 bass in 4 hours, and we didn't stop catching fish. Somebody had a bass online all the time. You might catch an alligator. You might catch a mudfish. You don't know what you're going to catch. A gar. The other day, somebody caught a bass, and there was a gar tangled up in the line above it. So you got a gar here, and you got a bass here. What's the chance of that?
Oh, jeez.
Somebody caught an alligator, like I said. You never know what you're going to catch. But so you're going to go out, and you're going to fish for 4 hours. We have 22 boats this year, and that's 57 people fishing. Then they come back. Your volunteer will be right there at the boat dock. They're going to escort your team up to the pavilion. We'll have some music. We're having a catered lunch by Mission Barbecue. It's going to be a top-notch, classy tournament like you've never seen before. And then it goes into an award ceremony. We're going to have some games in between there, like cornhole, except you're going to have a little kiddie fishing rod with a weight on it. And we're going to play cornhole with that fish hole.
Oh, nice.
We have a lot of things planned in between eating and the award ceremony. But there's going to be three major prizes that's going to go away. And the first one's the largest bass. So it's going to be done by inches and then by weight. I doubt if there'd be a tie. If there's a tie, there's a flip of the coin for the trophy. And then they'll split the money. That's $1,000 payout. The second place is the heaviest weight. So whichever team of three guys bring in the most weight of caught fish. I don't see that there's going to be a tie there either. That's pretty hard to do for, you know, it doesn't matter how many boats to tie on weight with, you know, pounds per ounces. It's just, it'd be, you might as well win the lottery if there's going to be a tie. But if there is, there's a flip of the coin for that. Same thing, see who gets the trophy. They'll all split $1,050. And then the third place is where it's going to get fun, because it's, even if you feel like a loser, you might be the winner, because it's the smallest bass wins. Now, I think we've seen some 5-inch bass that we caught last year. And if that's the smallest, or 4-inch or 5-inch, you got to remember these shiners are sometimes bigger than that we use as, right, as live bait.
Yeah.
So I visualize there's going to be a 4 or 5 person tie with this one. And there won't be a flip of a coin. It's going to be an arm wrestling event to see who gets the trophy. So all these big, you know, all these big guys that are, you know, PDR guys and the detailers, I hope you and Rod get tied. That'd be funny. That'd be great.
Listen, man, listen, we're doing the Sober October Fitness Challenge. Jason will probably be swole by then.
You never know. I got tendonitis, bro. As soon as I put friction in, my whole forearm's just going to go limp.
Match. I hope this isn't what it's going to sound like when it comes to be your next show after MTE, and you got to explain to everybody why you couldn't do it because you had tendonitis.
Yeah. Dude, you just got to go over the top. You know, you just got to.
He's going to whisper something provocative in his ear.
Yeah. Listen, if somebody on your boat catches an alligator, I better get some video of you pulling a swamp people. Shoot them.
So,
technically, I can bring my gun on board, can't I? I mean, Florida is a state where you can carry without a license now.
Yeah, I guess. Fire away. But you gotta know how to shoot an alligator, right, is the problem. No, it's that little small spot on the back of their head. That's the only spot that's soft. Otherwise, you ricochet off. That's why they shoot 22s and not big calipers, because you don't want that ricocheting off.
Oh man, dude, it's gonna be such a fun time. Like, I wanted to do it as soon as you brought it to my attention. I was like, oh dude, hell yeah, I'm in, because like, I don't give a shit if I win or lose. Like, I think the experience enough is just gonna be great, just to hang out with people for all day. And dude, because I know how the PDR guys get down, and like, just seeing it and always wanting to be a part of it. So this is kind of like a taste of it. So it's very, very exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And for anybody that's interested in, if you can't make it, whatever, you don't make it to MTE or, you know, whatever the situation is, we are, the PDR interviews is, we're having a boat, Lee Roth and myself. And when you're talking about, I'll come back to Lee Roth on who Lee Roth is, but Lee Roth and myself, We'll be going around in the boat and doing interviews boat to boat. So we're hopefully we'll get some video caught, you know, people catching fish and all that. But we're going to be doing interviews boat to boat to see who's on the boat, where they're from. We have guys from all over coming. We have, I think, two companies in Canada are sponsoring boats. We have guys from California to, I think, New Jersey, Vermont. We got them all across the country that signed up. Women are involved in it, too. So, you know, watch what you say when you say boat and hose. Yeah.
Well, listen, on that, let's take a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right. Got a couple people watching now. Hey. Jerry, Roger, how you guys doing? Welcome to the show. That'll be pretty fun. What I'd like to do, I think what I'm going to do, Jason, is hopefully we can, meet up. I guess you'll be over here like day before or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to drive from Tampa like 2 o'clock in the morning to be there for six.
No.
I think what I'd like to do is, because we should have those DJI mics by then for me, you know, obviously because I want to take them to SEMA. I'd like to get those to you so you can have them on the boat. Maybe you and Rod can, you know, get some stuff on the boat, you know, and hopefully our TikTok will be at 1,000 by then. So maybe you can do some lives on TikTok.
I'm trying to do my best. You know, I'm also trying to win us a trophy, Alex. You know, I'm a man of many talents, but not at the same time.
Listen. Content is more important than a trophy 8 days a week.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Trophies are cool, man. I got a trophy right here.
You got a trophy. I still like trophies.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I'll if it's that important to you, I'll get you a trophy, you know, like best co-host or something like that, you know, like, you know.
That would be amazing. Content. I would love that. I would love some recognition.
Hunting is more important. So, I think I'd like to do that. I'd like to, hopefully you'll be over this way. I can get you those mics or whatever so you can get some content because I think that would be really cool.
Where is Lake Tahoe anyway? Like,
it's in the It's Kissimmee.
Okay.
The big lake in Kissimmee.
Yeah.
It's going to be 25. It's 25 minutes away from the guest hotel this year.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I mentioned
the hotel. The hotel's closer down that way.
The Gaylord, right?
Yeah.
I mentioned Lee Roth. So Lee Roth. Yes, so sir. There's two guys that's part of PDR interviews with me. Lee Roth and Skip Phipps. And Lee Roth is the trainer out in California for Ding King. He is also, and so is Skip Phipps, but Skip does it in Missouri, down in Springfield, Missouri. They do training for paintless dent repair. They both just happen to work for Ding King. Lee is also the guy that dresses up as the Joker or the pimp or whatever, and mm-hmm. he's the one that does all the announcing for all the Dent Olympics and stuff. He's over there with the mic, and he's not shy at all. He's a great guy. No. He's a lot of fun. So he's going to be co-hosting with me this fishing event. And, I'm really looking forward to it. And then Skip's going to be there. Skip does a show every morning on PDR interviews called Church in the Garage. It's not Alex 316 or something like that. What was it?
Alex 316.
Alex 316 says, fuck them rockers.
But he does a little church in the garage that we started doing just to kind of bring a little positivity during COVID. And it just kind of caught in. It's continued every Sunday morning.
That's cool.
Skip is a pretty cool guy, too. He's going to be there. I mean, there's so many guys that's going to be there that's from the PDR industry that are just really neat, unique people. Skip, he looks like Santa Claus. He's got a big old beard and everything. And he's a high school football referee. He says he never dreamed that he'd be that he'd be running up down the field chasing 17 and 18 year old kids, but that's what he does. So, but yeah, he's going to be there. I have to say thanks to all of our sponsors. I mean, not too many will watch this, but I will share it on my page. But there's just every one of them has, as soon as I mention anything about it, they're like, we're in. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
On the detail side, unfortunately, they don't know me, but they're going to this year because I'm going to go booth to booth and introduce myself. But 3D Car Care, I gotta give them a shout out. They're really trying to turn a page and put their face up front more, I think. But as soon as I called them, they're like, we're in, just tell us how much. And I told them, and then they keep on wanting to pay me triple what I told them. And I'm like, wow. No, it's just it. So. They finally understood that it didn't cost nowhere near as much what they thought it was going to be.
3D, if you're listening, nice. I'd take a sponsorship. I mean, I don't know if you're right? Sponsor, but hey.
I should have taken it and then had Paul. You and Rod sponsored on that.
Yeah, we're looking for some new sponsors for next year. So
yeah, give us a ring, man. You guys, you'll be on the boat with them, so see what happens.
I'm gonna hustle a little bit.
Yeah.
Jason. Whatever you got to do to get that sponsorship. there might be a one hole on that boat.
Jesus Christ, man. Alex, you on a roll tonight, son.
It's not after 9 o'clock yet.
I'm not sure if I'm going to share this or not.
Sorry, we'll cut that, edit it out, we'll put it on
leave it on there. That's funny.
I feel like this is gonna be an awesome. I said it before and I'm gonna say it again, it's gonna be such an awesome event just because like I know how you guys are. It's awesome. Like a fraternity.
Well, here's the thing that I think, right? Like it kind of sucks that, you know, Randy, when I reached out to a lot of those detail guys that I was hoping, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, I don't have a lot of pull in the industry, but I thought like maybe those people would be like, you know, reach out to you and help. But maybe in a way it was kind of a good thing, right? Like maybe they need to see this and be like, what the fudge, you know, why weren't we a part of that? You know, and then you could be like, well, you know, Alex tried to reach out to you guys, you know.
I want to give a piece of advice real quick.
Yeah.
And I learned this when I was in the Army. When you get an opportunity, you take that opportunity no matter what it is, okay? Because you never know if that opportunity is going to be there in the future. So when somebody comes to you with an event like this and says, hey, would you like to sponsor? Your first thing should be like, yes. Then your second one should be, how much?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I think one of the biggest things is, I think once we get through this and everybody, you know, I'm going to ask everybody to wear their jerseys one day of the show, and they'll be walking around everywhere. I think once everybody sees all these jerseys there and the different teams and this and that, it's going to spark some interest and it's going to raise a little bit more thing. And then we're going to do a silent auction. And I don't know how that's going to work, but that silent auction, I don't know how that's going to work yet. But we're, you know, we did have a couple of the diesel companies say that they would offer to put some stuff in there for the silent auction to raise money. So that's a good first step. But one thing we definitely need is everybody that's watching this, you see somebody in a fishing jersey, ask them, hey, how was that fishing trip? And see what they say about it. Just see what they say. I think everybody's just going to just love it. I don't even know what to say. All I can say is I am so excited about it. And like I said, I'm not a big fisherman. If you look at my Facebook page, that's all I put on it. It's because I've been catching king salmon up here in Michigan and cohos. And I mean, I've been going to town on some of the fish up here. So, but it's only because I have a coach that coaches me through that. See, I work with him, you know, right every day, Fred Delaney. And he's just a great guy that's taught me how to fish. But the good thing about this tournament, it doesn't matter if you know how to fish or not, because that your captain is going to be your team coach. And he'll put the shiner on the hook. He'll tell you where to, you know, cast it over. If it's not far enough, he's going to tell you to reel it in, cast it again. You can't go wrong. When you catch this big fish, whatever it is, he'll take it off the hook. He'll measure it. He'll weigh it. You can get a picture with it. If you don't feel comfortable, don't worry about it. You're not the only one on the boat that's never fished before or has very little experience. There's going to be guys on each boat that have a little bit more experience. And everybody that I know so far that signed up, these are really, really good guys. They'll help you. So this is just going to be a fun tournament that's fair for everyone, like I said. I mean, it could be an 8-year-old little girl that catches the biggest bass and wins $1,000. I mean, that's what it's going to do.
Yeah, just pat Jason down before he gets on the boat. Make sure he doesn't have any weights on him.
Yeah, here you go, fishy.
Yeah. Well, you know about those guys that did right, Jason?
No, I don't actually.
those guys got busted in a fishing tournament. These guys were like winning all these crazy fishing tournaments. Like they were winning these fishing tournaments, like with these, you know, crazy weighted bass and everything. And everybody was getting pissed off about it. So they finally, like at one of the fishing tournaments, cut the fish open. And these guys had like on the boat, like put a bunch of weight. And like, you know,
down
the fish's mouth. Yeah, it's where it get in their stomachs. So and dude, these guys like almost got riot scene.
Oh yeah.
I mean the other fishermen were so pissed off about it. Like, yeah, dude, they were banned. They're banned from like any fishing tournament.
Yep. Oh, that's
like,
terrible.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's crazy.
They had to give their boats back and all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah, because they had crazy sponsorship, dude. Because they were like winning all these tournaments, dude, like talking like hundreds of thousands of dollars they were, you know, being sponsored with and everything. Yeah,
damn. Yeah, I think that was a year ago, maybe year and a
half, yeah, something like that. Yeah, probably about now. Yeah, it's been
a while. I don't cheat, so you know.
Yeah,
I think you know that's one thing. Each one of the captains on the boat will watch all that and. You know, we're trying to keep it as fair and just as fun for everybody as we can.
I hope to God. I don't think it would happen, but Jesus.
I'm just making a joke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think you would do that, but.
But it's, you know.
You know, still wouldn't put it past you. No kidding.
I don't think you would, but I wouldn't put it past you. Okay. Yeah.
That's a double negative. Come on, man. We gotta have some fun on this, you know.
So the PDR interviews,
I need Alex to be at this show cheering me on. So you got to block off four hours of your day, buddy.
I can't, man. I have obligations that day because of the podcast going to be at the show Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it's on a Wednesday, so
or Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. So Thursday's your day to build. Wednesday you ain't doing nothing.
I have to move on my month. I have to move on my monthlies to Wednesday because then Thursday will be at the show.
So do it on Tuesday.
Huh? But then come after you're done.
Just call her Bingo.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do. Let's put it that way. I'll see what I can
do. That's another point too. People can come and volunteer. You can come just for dinner and watch the award ceremony. I mean, there's a fee for it, but you know, we're going to have such a great time. What I was going to say is when we're out doing these, the PDR interviews is going around boat to boat doing, we're making a video. So it's going to be on, you know, we'll have it online. It's going to be a video of the entire tournament. So just little small clips here and there as we build all the way across it, but it'll be a lot of
fun. So all you attention was out there will love it. So next year, mark it on your calendars.
Yeah. Cause what, so, and what next year, what I, we already signed up to have two tournaments next year. One's going to be in the morning and one's going to be in the late afternoon.
Because
we really want to see the detail group get involved. So if you're watching this and you're going to MTE, every booth you go to the detail thing, say, are you guys in the fishing tournament? Just ask them.
Draw some spark.
You know, hey, why weren't you guys in the fishing tournament?
Yeah.
Why should I buy from you if you're not going to support us? So, yeah, we will. So next year we're talking about doing that, or we're talking to see if we can get enough boats. And I don't know if we can. There's a lot of guides down there, but trying to find them all is really hard. Luckily, I've got a great company that's doing all that. AJ's Bass Guide Services. They're out of Orlando. So, yeah, we used them last year, and then this year they're like, yeah, we'll get you as many boats as you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I didn't really think that there would be that many. I mean, I could see like charters for like offshore, you know, deep sea fishing here, because that's big. Yeah. But I didn't think there would be that many, you know, for chartering for bass boats.
Dude, you got a lake like that? I mean, there's a lot of lakes down there. That's these are serious bass, largemouth bass. I mean, these are these are the real deal.
Yeah, we've got a little. There's a neighborhood across the street from us that they have like a, you know, pond in the front of it with a fountain or whatever. And I've been taking Haley there since she was probably like 3 or 4, because they have like all these little brim and bluegills and stuff. Mm-hmm. But every now and then, you know, we see the bass in there, but you know, like with her, we're just fishing with you know, Brad, you know, and a little, a little ugly stick junior kind of thing or whatever. But every now and then, man, she gets close to catching that bass, cause you see it come up and, you know, it, and, you know, she gets so mad because she's like, I want to catch that bass. I want to catch that bass. So yeah, they're definitely like in every lake. It's crazy. I mean, I've got the kid who used to shoot my videos for me. He's like a total, like, outdoorsman, like hunter, fisherman, all that type of stuff. And he's like, dude, he's like, we go on these golf courses and catch monster basses, you know, in the lakes on the golf courses. You know, they're just catch and release because it can't, you can't, you're not supposed to keep them or whatever, or get in trouble or whatever, but they'll sneak on a golf course and catch some monsters and whatnot. So yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I even heard a thing, I think it was on Bubba Love Sponge show a while back, that because, you know, especially here, a lot of people will build ponds on their property or whatever, and you can contact the state of Florida and they'll like stock it for free because it helps with the ecosystem and everything. Because Bubba Love Sponge was talking about how he did that, and he built a big pond and his property or whatever, and then FWC came and stocked it with a variety, a bunch of different fish and whatnot. So yeah, they're definitely everywhere. So, well, listen, let's knock out our last commercial break and then we'll come back and wrap this up. So we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
In its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
make sure to go to ViperIndustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. All right, Randy. So as far as if anybody's listening to this, they want to do a last minute beg and plead, try to get on a boat. Maybe if you don't have a PDR guy, you know, end up going or whatever, detailers could get thrown on a PDR boat or something like that. Give us all the rundown, like where are they going to go to try and get information? What's the fee? How do they get their fishing license? And because that's obviously something they have to have.
I believe we have 12 more seats available that will go up on October 2nd. That's going to be October 2nd. That'll be on PDR interviews. That's the only place we do it since PDR interviews is hosting it.
Okay.
People have shared it, but we don't see those comments when they're shared. So if somebody wants to do it, they just need to watch the show on PDR interviews on October 2nd. It's a Monday night. And the cost is $259. One thing I didn't tell you yet, but everybody that all the people that go, one of the agreements with the sponsorships is not just the jerseys and the flag, you know, sponsoring the boat, but everybody that goes, they have to agree to give a minimum of $25 in product to every person to every entry. So Jason, when you go, you'll get a minimum of $25 of product from every one of the PDR companies that's sponsored a boat, as well as 3D car care. So, and that's a minimum. We have some of these guys are giving away $200 worth of services. Wow. And I don't know what it's going to come to, but I tell everybody you're going to get a minimum of about $275 to $300 in gifts from each one of these. And so at the tournament, all they'll do is get a little envelope, and then they go booth to booth of each one of the companies that sponsored it, and they'll have their gift there. So that's something that's kind of neat. So really, it's not going to cost anything. You're going to get either $25 off product or, you know, a basket or whatever. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I know two companies are going to give between $200 and $400 worth of their services away.
Nice. So basically what you're saying is after this, Bruno's going to start up Dent Assassins because he's going to have enough tools to go start a PDR business, and he's going to switch it over.
Look, man, I got too much on my plate to be thinking about that. You know, we might do something with the product though on our podcast, on our side of the industry, and see what happens and see what pops out.
Bring it all back. I like how you said that. Pops out. I like how you said that.
Yeah. Yeah, look, you might have some. I'm sure there's detail companies out there that do paintless dent removal. I was a detailer, and I had a shop, and I did paintless dent repair at the shop. And I mean, you know, I don't know how many shops I've worked in over the years that are detail shops because I feel really comfortable in them. You might see somebody on there that does PDR, and then you could say, hey, we're going to send you a little gift. Thanks for being a part of it or something.
Yeah.
You know, something for it. So, something. Yeah, whatever you want to do with them.
Yeah, just go around smashing cars in the parking lot at MTE and see if we can fix them.
Somebody can there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think they already do that. It's called the Dent Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife keeps telling me, she goes, you need to enter my car into the Dent Olympics. So many dents in the damn thing. I was like, I don't think they would want think they want your car.
You guys ever see the way that you probably, unless you haven't been there for setup, Have you ever seen the way they put those dents in those cars?
No, because usually I've either been walking around or, you know, last year we were running the podcast live the whole time. So we didn't,
every dent is identical. It's like you ever see those potato guns?
Uh-huh.
Plastic PPCs. It's very similar to that, but it shoots a golf ball. And the pressure and everything is all set properly. And there's two or three guys there to make sure the pressure is set identical each dent that they do. And they tape it up and they tape it this way and tape it that way. So they know exactly where that's going to hit. They line it up. It's very, very precise. I mean, and these are nasty, deep dents.
Yeah.
You know, and you see these guys over there pushing and they're sweating and they're just, I mean, they're going to town on it. It's very, yeah, I would like to see the detail side have some kind of contest with maybe scratch removal or.
I mean,
well, listen, I've been pushing this for like 3 years almost, and I got it to the point where I have it all laid out how it's going to run,
what's
going to take, do, and I brought it to Sheldon's attention. Like, I know Sheldon's a busy man. Okay, I know he has his hands in a lot of different things. And this is probably the last priority that's on his mind. But he has an email with all this information because we had a conversation to where he's like, if you put it together, I'll give you a budget. I said, perfect. Put it together and, you know, I just haven't heard back yet. It will happen.
You have to keep pushing harder and harder. I mean, you got to make it happen. You got to do everything about it. I brought this fishing idea to Sheldon and he's like, this sounds great. He goes, tell me what you need to do to help me. And no offense, Sheldon, if you're watching, I totally get it. You're way busier than we are.
Yeah.
Then I send him text, I send him email, and I don't hear anything back. It's just because he's so busy. You got to understand, if you want something to happen, you just got to do it.
Yeah, it is. And I know when I talk to Sheldon at STC, I mean, it's going to happen 24. Mm-hmm. You know, Sheldon, I know right now they're doing the – there's a PDR expo or something that's going on.
They just did it last week.
Okay. So I know he said that was going to keep him pretty busy. And then he kind of shifts focus to MTE. So I think now Jason, he's probably going to have hopefully a little more time to,
we got to talk to him kind of after FEMA.
You got to understand, though, too, they own more shows than just
this show.
You know?
Yeah.
He's always got something going on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it should. I mean, talking to Sheldon, I mean, he definitely wants it to happen in 24. So, you know, Jason's already got it kind of worked out and budgeted and all that stuff. So, I mean, really, it's just going to be him and Sheldon kind of getting together and then figuring out how to purchase everything, buy everything, and then go from there with it. So hopefully we will have that going on in 24, you know, alongside you guys and everything. So
yeah,
that'll be a good thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, Randy, well, listen, man, we appreciate you coming on. I think what you're doing is going to be, you know, a really cool thing. I mean, hopefully, you know, you know, MT24 is going to be the first time you do it. It'll be exciting to kind of see, you know, potentially how it grows in the coming years. And you know, hopefully, listen, man, maybe it's just kind of like MTE. Maybe it's just going to be majority PDR for a little bit. And eventually the detail guys will have to, I mean, hopefully they don't take as long as they did with MTE to finally kind of, you know, get even with PDR. But, you know, hey, better late than never, right? You know,
I honestly, it's going to catch on. Next year is going to be much better and bigger with the detail side. It's just going to happen. Just trust me. I know it's going to happen.
No, for sure. No. And I don't know, Tommy, if you're still watching, Tommy, this was all you, buddy. You should have jumped on it. We should have had an Angel Wax boat. That would have been cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully Tommy's still watching. If not, maybe Tommy can plan for next year. I don't know. Maybe it was a budget thing for him, but yeah, I mean, all the detail guys, man, like, you know, it'd be cool to see a couple of detail boats for next year. So, let's make that happen. So, all right, Randy, well, we'll talk to you soon. And I'm excited to see if Jason either comes home with some kind of trophy or something. You know, biggest fish, littlest fish, whatever. It'll
best
be
co-host
times. Yeah, best co-host. Yeah, whatever. Most falls overboard. You know,
dude, if I fall overboard, dude, somebody better be there to grab me because I don't know. Just said gators, and I don't, dude. I'm afraid of manatees. Okay.
What about water spiders?
What?
I said, what about water spiders?
What is that? Yeah, you know, that's a lie. You're lying.
You know the spiders that walk on the water?
No.
Look at him now. Now he's like, I'm not getting in a boat now.
He's like, I'm going to Google this.
Yeah.
I sure am.
I
need to know.
I just messed them all up. Dude, there was a spider in my pool the other day, and I kept splashing it with water, and he wasn't going anywhere. He's just like, whatever, bro. We almost had to burn the pool down. So,
are they in Florida?
I was joking. I don't know. Is water spiders a real thing? I don't know. I know spiders walk on water.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. Fishing spiders are some of the largest spiders in Florida. That's the first thing. Yeah. Hell no.
There you go. You'll be fine.
So I've got this lure real quick, and it's a spider. And you cast it out, and it mimics. It just kind of crawls across the top of the water.
Nice.
And you'll see these bass
please don't
jump out of the water at them.
Dude.
Just throw it at Jason. Watch him jump in the water.
I'll get it on tape when I come over to interview him. I'll just cast one over there to him. Watch him jump in the water.
Look at him, dude. He's pretty. Yeah. All right, Randy. You have a good night, man. Enjoy that hotel bed. I don't know how comfortable that is, but
what a way to say goodbye.
I live in
enjoy hotels. That hotel room, dude. Yeah.
Listen, most people are going to be listening to this. They don't know. They're probably not.
I got a hot tub in my own room, man. It's not bad.
Oh, dude, there you
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus. Cool okay. One. Okay. Yeah. I had a bear in my hotel room.
Yeah. There he is. Yeah, growling up. Yeah. All right, Randy. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Take care. Bye. All right, man. So, water spiders. Hope you like that.
All of them now, dude.
I know.
I thought you were messing with me for a second. I was like,
I kind of was. I mean, I know there's spiders like everywhere, and I know that they can walk on water, but I didn't know that they were like legit called that or whatever. So, listen, man, I'm curious to see how this goes, man. I mean, I'm glad that you're jumping on the boat, and you know, it's gonna be cool that you know you'll either be with Rod or Jody because we have a good relationship with those guys, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. You know,
don't let it be Rod. If it's me and Rod, it's just gonna be.
It's gonna be. It'll be all over.
That you guys boat will be popping.
Yeah, you guys probably won't catch any fish. You guys will just be clowning around.
Having a good old time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button anywhere that you're listening to this, anywhere you're watching it. TikTok, we're getting close. I think we're 130, 140 or something like that. We need to get to that 1,000 before SEMA so we can go live, and then be really cool for Jason to be able to go live at MTE on the
I feel like I need a chest rig with a camera on it. I'm gonna be busy trying to reel them in. I can't hold the phone at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe you just get one of those like
my hat.
Yeah. I don't know if they make those hold phones. I mean, I know they do them for GoPros, but then you wouldn't be able to do live. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do live on TikTok with that or whatever.
I'll tape a selfie stick to my back.
There you go. I mean, you're pretty ingenuitively. I don't know. Whatever.
Just give me some duct
tape. Is that a word? So yeah, exactly. Just duct tape.
Call me MacGyver.
Just duct tape it to your head. All right. You got anything else to add?
No, man. Just thanks for everybody who tuned in today, and look out next year for keeping it real fishing tournament. You know, let's get the detail side in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Please
have a good night.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it as always. Have a good day, night, weekend, whatever. And I'm Alex Russell, and I want a detailed car and 100 Nazi scalps.